Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're talking Steelers. We're talking Duck. We're talking playoffs. Playoffs! Like, I love that Jim Mora soundbite, that clip. Not in yet, but certainly took a big step last week against Cleveland. Can they continue? Can they win a couple more games here coming up? At Arizona on Sunday. Then they have that Buffalo night game at home next Sunday. Then they finish up with a couple on the road against Le'Veon Bell and the Jets before wrapping it up in Baltimore. And that Baltimore game could end up being big, but I'm not sure how that's going to go. You know, Baltimore might have first place wrapped up or second place wrapped up and might want to sit Lamar Jackson. But if they and the Patriots are even going into the last game, maybe they play him. So, the Steelers might get lucky there with the opponent sitting their star player, Baltimore, because we've certainly seen the Steelers do that a number of years, not playing Ben, not playing Antonio, not playing Le'Veon in the last game. Maybe the Steelers will get the benefit of that coming up this year at the end on, December 29th. Let's get back to the lines. Doug in San Diego. Hey, Doug, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for the call.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on. Hey, one of the things I've noticed I agree with you that neither of the QBs are a great option, but one of the things with Duck is at least he's got some mobility. Mason Rudolph was like a statue in the pocket, and while neither guy has a tremendous feel for the pocket, at least Duck can move. I mean, Mason Rudolph was like a sitting duck back there, and so I think that gives him at least a little bit more hope.
At least he can get around. I don't think he's the most mobile. He seems to have a pretty good grip of the pocket, though, and a feel for it. And, man, it's a couple times it seemed like with Mason to me, like, you know, he didn't feel the pressure, and sometimes he'd run into it, and just didn't look comfortable back there.
The defensive guys were always coming right for his arm behind them. You were always like, oh, here they go. They're going to knock the ball out, you know.
All right, Doug, I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the game. Let's move on to, we're all over the place, San Diego. Now let's go to Nashville. Alan's up. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Well, first of all, do you got Titans fever down there? That seems to be the one team that could beat the Steelers out of a playoff spot.
Yeah, it's pretty, believe it or not, pretty quiet. So the Titans fans, I think, are just used to being beat down a little bit. So we'll let them do that. So my point really was about Duck, and I'm with you. And I'm not saying this in a critical way, but Steeler fans are just, you know, they love a good story, whether it's Matt Thomas or Tuzar Skipper or whoever hit 20 home runs in spring training. You know, Charlie Batch should be the quarterback coach, and, you know, Jerome Bettis should be the running back coach. And this kid, I mean, his mechanics are so terrible, it's hard to watch. But what he's doing, he's managing things pretty well. He is a little bit more mobile than Mason has been, and I was a big fan of Mason Rudolph. What I don't want to see happen to this kid, and I think Mason got railroaded a little bit. If we all remember a few weeks ago, this team was winning games. He was like 11-4 to touchdown interception ratio, Mason was. And he was managing games, and fans, media, national media, people on your station, and even his offensive coordinator were basically coming down on him. Why can't he throw the ball farther downfield? And it's like, just everybody relax a little bit and let the kid, you know. And so when Fiechner comes out and says, well, you know, Ben would throw it down the field and take his shots and accept the consequences, Mason's not Ben. And I think that put a little bit of a dent into that kid, because he started throwing the ball down the field more, staying in the pocket longer, and that bothered me. I just hope they don't do that to this kid. Just let him manage games and see if he can win a few more games.
All right, Alan. I don't know that I ever remember Fietner comparing Rudolph to Ben, because that I don't think he would be foolish enough to do that. I know he did say on a number of occasions that we do have some plays for him to go down the field, and for whatever reason, sometimes he isn't looking to take a shot down the field. So, yeah, I mean, those four interceptions you talked about him having before the Cleveland game, two of them were, one went through Moncrief's hands and one went through Juju's hands. He only had two basically legitimate interceptions, and now he throws four against Cleveland. Did not look good that night at all. Obviously, lose the game, and then the whole nightmare, the melee at the end of the game with Myles Garrett, and then starting so badly in Cincinnati. It just looks like Rudolph has lost a little bit now. Does that mean he can't come back? No, I'm not going to say that. But I have to think the Steelers' belief in him as their long-term answer to after Ben has taken a big hit by what's happening. I don't believe Duck is that guy either. I'm not sure they don't have their quarterback of the future. And I'm thinking Ben better come back strong next year, or it's going to be another, could be a long year. We'll see. That's just the way I look at it. How do you see it? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
What are you doing? Are you at the casino? It sounds like you got some slot machines going off behind you.
That's the work phone ringing.
Okay.
I won't tell
your boss you're on the phone with me, okay?
All right. Hey, Tennessee, you look at their schedule. They got Oakland this week. They got New Orleans, Houston twice.
Yes, they do.
So I don't see them but 8-8. Indianapolis and Oakland, their schedules, I don't see them but 8-8. So, I mean, I feel like this Arizona game, we win that one, and that takes a lot of pressure off the shoulders. I feel like 9-7 is going to get us in.
You better get to 10 just to be sure, Joe. But
well, ten's a guarantee.
I get your point. You know, Buffalo is in, right? Are you going to concede that at 9-3?
Yeah, they're in.
Now, if they lose it,
they might take number one.
If they lose to Baltimore, yeah, I don't know. The New England would have to fade a little bit, but Buffalo has Baltimore at home this week. Say they lose that one, and then they lose to the Steelers the next week. If the Steelers win in Arizona, both teams are 9-5, and the Steelers would have the tiebreaker over them. But I still think they're going to be in. And let's see what Tennessee can do at Oakland, home against Houston, home against New Orleans at Houston. So we'll see what they can do. You make a good point, Joe, on the schedule part of it. But some of these games never turn out the way you think they are. Greg in Youngstown's up. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, good. First, I want to talk about Duck.
Okay.
You know, I looked at our offense as where we rank offensively, and we're like number 27 or 28 or whatever that is. I mean, so
it hasn't been very good all year. It hasn't been.
No. So Mason Rudolph wasn't doing the job, and they could have every excuse in the book, but we do have an all-pro offensive line, and we have enough weapons. I just don't think the guy was looking downfield. He was making poor decisions. His footwork was horrible. He wasn't getting out of the rush. I mean, all those things contributed to him not doing well. And you can blame everybody, but I'm going to blame him. So
he didn't play well, especially in those last couple games. But I thought he played really well against the Rams here and was taking a big step forward. And then the next week, Cleveland, he fell off the face of the earth. You're right.
Exactly.
But I don't think that all-pro offensive line was very good for most of the season either.
Yeah, I agree. On the rest of the schedule, we'll beat Arizona. I think we'll beat Buffalo because it's a night game. We don't lose primetime games. I think Buffalo's going to choke that game. I'm worried about the Jet game because the Jets have a good defense, believe this or not. And and their offense is not that bad. I just have a feeling that's the trap game. Going to New York and, you know, Le'Veon Bell goes off on us or something crazy. And I'm just worried about that game out of all the games.
Well, you better worry about Arizona first, Greg, because I think it could be a challenge for them out there. Arizona was embarrassed last week. I expect them to bounce back and play a little better. They're 3-8-1. Don't have a lot to lose. Now, it's going to be mostly Steeler crowd there. I'm predicting 70% Steeler crowd. I think it's going to feel very much like that L.A. game when they played the Chargers out there. So that should help the Steelers a little bit. But I expect Arizona to give them a tough game this year. And I haven't had a good feel. I keep waiting for Duck to crash, to splash down, if you will. And I'd love to see him prove me wrong at least for one more week. All right, Ed Bouchette coming up at the top of the hour. Jason Locke and Fora at high noon. And then Rick Tockett coming back to Pittsburgh, bringing Phil Kessel along with him. He's going to be joining me at 1 o'clock. So we're an hour in, but we got three great hours to go. I appreciate you being along for the ride. It's Cook and Joe minus Joe here on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.